Just in the last 2 weeks of March, America was inflicted with 21 mass shootings. 21 mass shootings in a two-week span. The response to all that? Right, a promise of sorrow and prayers. Love other people and praying too. Me among those. I've been praying that actions rather than simple wishes happen. See, Jesus taught us that simply coming up to someone, wishing them well, then you continue on, that is not going to help a person. You know, those who have been empowered and are fully capable to do something, threat of guns that we live under, that's no exception. This past Thursday, President Biden laid out his priorities on this issue. The House already passed gun legislation, which we talked about recently. The audio's still on our website, in case you missed that. Biden asked the DOJ to publish model, they're called red flag laws, for states to use as guides. Red flag laws, that those allow family members or law enforcement agencies to petition state courts to temporarily block people from obtaining firearms if they present a danger to themselves or others. Biden said, right, factually so, that states with red flag laws have seen reductions. And among other gun violence examples, the number of suicides. There's some who want the president to address how gun dealers can't be held liable for crimes committed with guns that they're sold. That falls under the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which was passed by the U.S. Senate back in 2005 by a vote of 65 to 31. Then that same year, it was passed by the House, 283 in favor, 144 opposed. It was signed into law by then President George W. Bush. Some people have taken comfort in the federal law banning those convicted of domestic violence from possessing a gun, but that comfort is not a guarantee. An example, former Governor Chris Christie had vetoed a bill here in New Jersey on this very same issue, and the federal law continues to be challenged in courts across the country, even today. Why does this matter? Well, people with a history of committing domestic violence are 5 times more likely to wind up murdering their partner when a firearm is within reach. Why should our elected leaders respond to the threats all of us are facing from gun violence? Because the people demand it. There are proof, among many other outlets, but back in the start of March of this year, Politico commissioned a poll on some gun-related issues, among others, and one thing they found when the question was asked, to what extent do you support or oppose requiring background checks for all gun purchases among Democrats? 91% support the idea. Among independents, 82%. Republicans, 77% favor background checks in each and every purchase of a gun. The response, with that being fact, by Republican politicians, it's another occurrence of what I call Trump Tourette's. Gun grab, gun grab. All right, it goes past that. Many are already sending out campaign donation pitches claiming that President Biden's coming for your guns. And unless you make a donation to their campaign, your guns are going to get grabbed. These are the same people who see no problem with someone convicted of domestic violence or stalking, still being able to keep their guns. These are the same people who see no problem with any and everyone being able to walk into a gun show or make a gun purchase online with no background check. These are the same people who demand that if a background check can't be completed within days, then the gun should be handed over to the prospective buyer. No questions asked at that point. Oh, and by the way, when that time limit of days was first initiated, the level of gun sales, they were a lot lower than they are today. So, hey, how about a compromise? Let's stop all gun sales until the background check process can catch up. How's that sound? I didn't think so. Another reaction to any effort to reduce gun violence is the declaration that if it can't stop all gun violence, then it's a waste of time, we shouldn't do it. All right, try that philosophy with medical science and let me know how things work out. Now, just to show I'm fair about this, let me offer some advice. Make a bigger than usual donation to what's left of the NRA. If that's the path and the side you want to be on. Well, you see, if they can't keep the lights on to pay the phone bill, then They won't be much use to you, will they? Now you can continue with your expression of sorrow at the inevitable next mass shooting. The rest of us, the majority, as study after study demonstrates, just maybe are now finally taking that long overdue action.